Shoppers hit the malls, but is that enough to let retailers deck the halls? With us to forgive me for my bad poetry and, more importantly, sort out the economic news of the day, we've got Bill Spriggs. He's the chair of Howard University's Department of Economics. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Thanks for having me, and congrats on your mention in Essence as one of the top 25 movers and shakers.
Oh, well, thank you. I very much appreciate that. Let's talk big picture first. We're in a recession, and it started a year ago. That's according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, and they say that we went into a recession in December of 2007. So why are we just getting confirmation now?
Well, it takes them a while to analyze the data. They, in the past, waited until we had negative growth, but I think they're realizing that what may be more important is to look at the growth of wages. And wages, the total wage bill in the United States has been flat since 2007. If you look back at the 2001 downturn, the total wage bill in the United States was flat for 2001, 2002, and 2003. So I think they have timed it about right.
All right. So some analysts said that shops wouldn't get much traction on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. What actually happened?
Well, it looks like Black Friday turned out better than what many of us thought would happen. Shoppers did show up. They responded to the very deep discounts that retailers offered that day. The big question will be for troubled retailers whether they got enough sales and enough profit, more important than sales, to carry them over into the next year. There were several retailers that were having problems because of the credit crunch and getting working capital to let them survive till consumption returned to normal. And we'll have to see whether they did well enough. The other thing that we have to think about is that retailers already signaled they weren't going to hire new people. We're only a couple of days away from Christmas now, and so that means we're not going to get the bump up in employment we would have anticipated. So this week when we get the employment numbers, and then we will look in January to what the employment numbers look like in December, I think they're going to be much lower than what would have been typical.
Now, let's go to the bailout. The rescue plan keeps evolving, and now we're talking about $200 billion being used to tackle things like credit cards and student loans. How would that work?
Well, what the Federal Reserve is going to do, as opposed to the Treasury, is allow the banks to sell them these bonds. Credit card debt is bundled, just like the mortgage debt had been bundled. And the banks are going to sell those bonds. It's similar to what the Fed would normally do if it wanted to increase the money supply, where they put money into the hands of banks to make the banks more liquid. The idea being that banks would then be able to extend credit to consumers again, though given where consumers are in their balance sheets, the amount of debt they have run up, the drop in their home values, the drop in their savings, I don't think consumers are going to be in the mood to take on new debt.
What about printing more money? A lot of these remedies involve making the part of what we do in this country, making ourselves people who can deal with money that is devalued a bit. I guess my question is, I think about places like Zimbabwe, which is why I'm having a hard time phrasing the question. People say, okay, the currency is worthless because the government printed too much of it. I know we're not in that kind of a situation, but in opening ourselves up to loosen up the U.S. dollar to provide more currency, is the U.S. taking a huge risk?
Well, normally you fear that because of inflationary pressure. So a country like Zimbabwe, people don't want to hold the currency because inflation is at such a fast pace that the next day it appears that the currency is worthless. What we're currently fearing in the United States is not inflation, but actually deflation. We're afraid that the next day prices will continue to fall so that you may, in fact, want to hold dollars. You just won't want to make investments. So we want to put more currency into the situation so that banks will be liquid and able to make loans. We don't want to worry about inflation at this point.
All right. Bill Spriggs, thank you.
Thank you.
Bill Spriggs is the chair of Howard University's Department of Economics, and he joined us from NPR's headquarters in Washington, D.C.